Hello, it's the weekend. It's John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Mo Stewart and by Neil Atkinson to look at the state of the Premier League. I mean, who knows what a weekend is at the moment. The games are all sort of spread out. So what was the weekend's action is hard to tell. So I'm going to do a semi-sort of overview thing, but I'm titling the show in my head, Are People Talking About Liverpool Enough and Should We Care? So I'll sort of talk you through my thought process. Sort of ever since the start of the season, Mo, I feel like Liverpool have been a little bit under the radar. And at times it's annoyed me. And at times I thought, well, this is no bad thing. You probably don't want to be in the radar too much or for sort of too long. In the summer, I just had a little bit of a check about sort of the odds, Premier League odds in the summer. And this was on the 11th of August, so the Premier League's just about to start. Manchester City are 5-6, which you sort of understand. They won a lot of the recent Premier Leagues. Then Arsenal are 5-1, Liverpool 8-1, and Manchester United 12-1. And then everyone else is just sort of 18 bar, I think they call it in the trade. And so those are the four teams who the bookies are saying have got a semi sort of realistic chance. Like if a horse was 12-1 in a race, you wouldn't think it was fanciful for it to win. And so that's sort of where they are. But so Liverpool are sort of third, and I always feel like we're second favourites for the title, to be honest with you, but maybe that's sort of slight bias. But, you know, it's not sort of outrageous. But as the season's gone, I've been a bit surprised that there's not been more. Fucking hell, have you seen Liverpool?
Yeah.
And so, you know, at the start of the season, obviously everyone was obsessed with Tottenham, including whoever gives manager of the month out. Because
especially that person. Yeah.
Because I think they're obviously the same person who picks the England squads. Do you know Tottenham got more England players than any other club?
Yes, I did.
It's interesting, yes. Isn't it? It is very, very interesting. More than they got league titles. But anyway, so everyone's sort of talking about Spurs, and that's fine. Do you know what I mean? It was an interesting story for sort of a while, and then they go away, and then there's a bit of sort of, you know, it feels like, you know, attentions maybe shift to sort of Arsenal. City are always in people's minds, but again, you completely understand it because they're sort of there. But there's people keep talking about it being a really open race, is what sort of got to me, and I'm fine with that, but then I feel like Liverpool are always mentioned at the end. And so a couple of months ago, it's like, oh, look at all these teams do well. And then, of course, Liverpool are back, and then they sort of move on. And then I think we were top at that point. And then I was listening to Five Live, which I'm going to say I think is largely crap. I can't believe how much of it's on Zoom. Like, So they've got a lovely studio, as have we. But we use it. So I was listening to a show. It was on the day of Newcastle. And I was driving to the shops. No, it was New Year's Eve. So Arsenal had just played.
Right.
So Arsenal had just played. So it was New Year's Eve. I got caught in the fact that it was a Sunday. I didn't realise. This is how I know what day it was. So I had to leave Tesco, go to the smaller co-op, which stayed open. Bear with me. So basically, I got more radio than what I was expecting.
Yes.
Or it turned out wanted. And they had Mark Ogden on from, he'd just been to the Arsenal game, so he was somewhere. And then they had someone in Florida who I couldn't figure out who it was. I think it was an ex-player who now lives in Florida. Good for him. Maybe Nigel Winterburn. and then they were all sort of talking about it, and they were like, this is the most exciting race in years. And they were like, oh, 2 points separates the top five. And I'm keep waiting for someone to say, yeah, but Liverpool play tomorrow and might go 3 points clear. And at no point does anyone. And then everyone's talking about Arsenal and the drop points and what does this mean? And there's a lot of people going, yeah, well, City, you know, City, and City would have expected to be far behind and the sort of not. And then I'm like, yeah, but what about Liverpool? We could go 3 points clear tomorrow.